Praise be Jesus and Mary. Jesus tells us in today's gospel to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. You know, some people may object that, well, Jesus, he just gave that command to his apostles, you know, not to us. But in the apostles, the church is represented. In them, all Christians of all time receive the mandate of communicating to whoever we meet on our way that Christ is alive, that in him sin and death have been conquered, that he calls us to share in the divine life, that all the problems that beset us can be solved. You know, it's Christ himself that has given us this right and this duty. You know, no one should prevent us from the fulfillment of this obligation. You know, the first reading makes this very clear, tells us how the apostles reacted when the chief priest and the scribes absolutely forbade them to preach and teach in the name of Jesus. You know, St. John, St. Peter reply, better for us to obey God than man. You know, we cannot remain silent either. You know, I know many bishops and priests do remain silent, and as a result, there's a great deal of ignorance and confusion around us, a great deal of error, heresy and lies as well. You know, the number of people who go through life lost and confused because they do not know the teachings of the church that Jesus founded is beyond counting. You know, we have to share the doctrine and the faith that we have received with people, the people that we come in contact with during the course of our daily lives. You know, did not our Lord say, you know, do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket? You know, they set it on a stand and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light, you know, shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You know, just before our Lord ascended, he commanded us to go and teach. You know, he wants his light to shine in the behavior of his disciples, and that includes both you and I.